answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We do have some breaking news here, which is that the White House and President Trump's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz has now gone into effect. President Trump sending out this on a Truth Social post just a couple of minutes ago, saying Iran's Navy is laying at the bottom of the sea, completely obliterated, 158 ships. What we have not hit are their small number of what they call fast attack ships, because we did not consider them much of a threat. Warning, if any of these ships come anywhere close to our blockade, they will be immediately eliminated, all caps, using the same system of kill that we use against the drug dealers on boats at sea. It is quick and brutal. P.S. 98.2% of drugs coming into the U.S. by ocean or sea have stopped.
Those are the words from Trump's social media account. The blockade is underway. Trump had said he does not care if Iran wants to return to the talks. Said, if they come back, I'm fine. But if they're just going to come back and rehash and stall for more time, not going to go for it. You know, I considered the other day that it's very possible that Iran say, yeah, we want to talk and we'll start talking again. And we'll even agree to disarming our nuclear program. But then that will take time to work out all the details of that we're going to trust but verify. So we'll just drag on more. Trump's not going to have anything to do with it. So the blockade is now in place. And here are the first reports coming out. And again, these are sources, in this case from Fox News. I'm giving you what they report. I don't know this directly, but I will go with what they say. I see other news sources repeating similar. More than 100 oil tankers, more than 100 that had planned to make their way up through the Strait of Hormuz to get to the Iranian ports, are now headed to the USA. They're going to come here and get their oil. In the meantime, we continue to import billions of barrels, I should say millions of barrels of oil from Venezuela since we removed Maduro. We are going to become energy independent. We don't need to go through the Strait of Hormuz. The countries in Europe need it. And, of course, they're all members of NATO, and they've been doing not a damn thing to help us. And that's going to come to a push-shove as well. There's something that came to mind to me the other day. Now, I'm not a full logician where I can figure this out, not even a magician. But there is another waterway where Iranian oil could make its way to China via Russia, the Caspian Sea. I'm going to give you more details on how that could work coming up as we move forward. First of all, I want to thank Jamie Allman for filling in for me for a couple of days while I took some time to go down and see my brother in Texas. A little hot, obviously. Not bad. Sitting under the shade. And, drinking some branch water, as we say. Having a good time. But thanks to Jamie for helping fill in for me. And also, I want to take a moment to thank you for continuing to be loyal listeners to Larry Connors USA. Welcome to hour number one. Here we are, April 13, 2026. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. The Caspian Sea story coming up is a perfect example. In our next hour, Trump talking about the Golden Dome to protect all of our nation, much like we helped Israel build their Iron Dome to put one all over the USA. That story is still to come in the next hour. Later this hour, a member of the John Birch Society on American Politics and the disaster with Eric Swalwell, which we will also touch on a little bit later in this hour. And our story behind the story, my granddad, both of them were great heroes to me. And one was a real hero because I spent a lot of time with him on horseback rounding up cattle. The man was amazing at what he could do. And at his age, which at that time might have been 50 years old, and he was still doing it. But there was one thing he could not do that absolutely, I'll be honest with you, it disappointed me. Why couldn't he do that? The story behind the story, a little more personal touch, coming up later in this hour. Now, in the Caspian Sea, let's talk about this. The Caspian Sea is the world's largest inland body of water. And it is bordered by Russia to the north, and to the south, Iran. Depth ranges from 3,000 feet to 200 feet. So it's very possible for ships to move through that area. And it is an area rich in oil anyway. It's considered, again, the world's largest inland body of water. It's fed by a couple of rivers, the Ural and the Volva, but otherwise it doesn't have much capability. Yet it's rich in oil and gas reserves. And here's something very important for the Russians. Caviar. They get a lot of caviar out of that sea. So here's the deal. If China wants oil, and it cannot come through the Hormuz Strait because we're putting up a blockade. Either all ships go through or none go through. And if China cannot get its oil, and it relies heavily on Iran, 20% of all the world's oil production goes through that strait, and most of it, up to 90%, going to China. If they can't get it direct from Iran, could Russia get it across the Caspian Sea from Iran? Yes, they could. Could Russia then sell it to Iran, to China, and take some off the top? Of course they would. So that's something else to keep in mind. I don't know that it's actually going to happen, but when you start seeing your routes close down, you're going to look for options. That may or may not end up being part of the play. But right now, the Straits of Hormuz are shut down. China has stated, our ships are moving in and out of the strait. We have trade and energy agreements with Iran. We will respect and honor them and expect others not to meddle in our affairs. Iran controls the strait and is open for us. No, not since the U.S. blockade. Nothing comes or goes unless all ships come or go. And Arkansas Senator Cotton said, it's time.
China really needs to engage here on Iran, a terrorist state trying to close the Strait of Hormuz, because China gets the lion's share of the oil coming out of the Middle East. Now that we've imposed a blockade on the Strait on all ships, if all ships don't get out, China is really the one that's going to face the brunt of the pain.
And that means China sends a tanker in. They're going to be told, turn around, you can wait here, but you're not going forward.
It's really,
this is a stare down.
Yeah, it's really akin to what we've done with Venezuela for several months. The president's point is very simple to Iran. Either all ships come out or no ships come out. And the United States military can easily impose those conditions on the strait. And remember, that's where Iran gets the vast majority of its revenue and how it supports its military and its terrorist proxies throughout the region. So this puts them now not just in a military vice, but in an economic vice as well.
Yeah, I think it's very clear that it will. Maria Bartiromo had on yesterday President Trump talking about dealing with China in the midst of all of this.
You said the other day that any country that supports Iran and sends military equipment to Iran will face a 50% tariff if they try
That's
to
correct.
Bring products. Did you refer to China? Did you mean China?
Yes, and other people. But yes, China too.
Okay.
If we find that China, because I hear news reports, so a news report doesn't mean much to me because they're so fake, but I hear news reports about China giving the shoulder missiles, what's called a shoulder missile, anti-aircraft missile. I doubt they would do that because I have a relationship and I think they wouldn't do that, but maybe they did a little bit at the beginning, but I don't think they would anymore. No, but if we catch them doing that, they get a 50% tariff, which is a staggering amount.
Yeah, it is. And we would make sure we impose it. Now, Trump and Xi of China are still scheduled to meet the 31st of March through April the 2nd. Our former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says Trump should skip that meeting with Xi if China continues aiding Iran. I think that's a perfect point. And again, if they decide, all right, skip the Strait of Hormuz, let's go right to Russia, and then Russia will get it to China. Either way, right now, with the decision for Trump saying, all right, no ships or all ships, retired General Jack King says this came as a shock probably to Iran.
The Iranians kind of surprised me a little bit. I think they actually miscalculated somewhat, because I think they overplayed their hand in the sense of what the Straits of Hormuz and taking control of it meant. We all understand the significance it means in the region and its impact on the world economy, got that. But I think they believed it had more impact on the president and his team than that. And they expected us to fold and make some concessions because they believed they had us in the right place based on the fact that they were now in control of the Straits of Hormuz. And that wasn't the case at all. You know, my confidence is always in the president. He's the number one backstop here. And he's not just not going to make a bad deal. And that's the reality of it. In terms of what's in front of us now, this is the right thing to do. We now have taken a momentum away from Iran.
And that's a key point. They're no longer in the controlling position that they thought they were. And there brings us to another stage of consideration. Once again, General Jack King.
What brought us to this point with the Israelis and the Americans is after the 12-day war, we recognized through intelligence that the Iranians recommitted to all of their maximalist goals. After that, and after Midnight Hammer, that shut down most of their nuclear enterprise. And what does that mean? They began to accelerate the building of ballistic missiles under the ground. China was helping them do this, and they were doing it at a speed that alarmed the intelligence services, and that certainly got the attention of Prime Minister Netanyahu and our president as well. They started, Mark, funneling money through different networks to the proxies, hundreds of millions of dollars. They changed it, what central banks they were using. They were passing it through Istanbul as the last place to pass it through. So their support for the proxies and their determination to use the proxies to help destroy the state of Israel hadn't changed one bit. And they made a decision to recover the nuclear program, but they had not made a decision to execute it yet because they knew full well we were watching all of it. But the commitment to recover it was made. And you put all that together, plus the increase in drone development, and we knew full well it was just a matter of time that the regime would have a nuclear weapon capability and also using all of their conventional means, as they have done before, to destabilize the region. So that clear-eyed thinking on the part of the prime minister and our president said, enough is enough.
Yeah. Yep.
We have got to go after this and stop it once and for all.
Once and for all. And watch the leftists in Congress start trying to push a war powers resolution. Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania said yesterday, I'll be the only Democrat probably voting against that. And I'll also point out to you that Rand Paul, Republican, will probably vote for it. I'm very disappointed in him. But the reality is Trump has also said any of these Iranian fast attack ships that try to come near our blockade vessels, we will put them under the water as well. Don't you love it? Don't you love it when the leftist dogs get bitten by other leftist dogs? Case in point, California Congressman Swalwell, who was running to replace Newsom as California governor, and then, boom.
A lot has been said about me today through anonymous allegations, and I thought it was important that you see and hear from me directly. These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false. They did not happen. They have never happened. And I will fight them with everything that I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the front-runner candidate for governor in California. I do not suggest to you in any way that I'm perfect or that I'm a saint. I've certainly made mistakes in judgment in my past.
Yeah.
But those mistakes are between me and my wife.
No.
And to her, I apologize deeply for putting her in this position.
No, I was not.
I also apologize to you if in any way you have doubted your support for me. But I think you know who I am.
Yep, we do. We remember you being with Bang Bang the Chinese Spy. Yeah, we remember. We know who you are, and you did that with your wife's knowledge, too, at the point. Actually, I don't know if they were married then or not, but bottom line is, we know what he is, as he said. But do you remember how Swalwell wants to say these are just not backed up, these are women that just come from nowhere? Do you remember he used that same tactic trying to sink the nomination of Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh?
And what are the chances that three or four women independently who never met each other would have similar experiences with one person? This person committed these horrific acts, or he is the single unluckiest person in the world.
A few years later.
Stunning accusations are being leveled against California Congressman Eric Swalwell.
According to CNN, four women have now accused Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell of inappropriate misconduct.
And you know what? The Hill is reporting, a leftist publication. Swalwell Fuhrer is engulfing and threatening to up in the House. And then they also report that Democrats are calling on Swalwell to leave Congress. 50 members who had endorsed him are backing away, pulling that back. And a couple of major companies that made contributions to his campaign to be governor, they're yanking their donations back. Well, of course, on one part, he's ending his campaign, so they want their money back. But he's ending it because he can see the writing on the wall. He has no chance. Never did, probably, anyway. But all of this just adds more fuel to the fire. I love it when they turn on each other. And especially when he went after Kavanaugh, which, with just as fictitious reports as he claims he's now facing. Coming up, the John Birch Society on Swalwell and America Today. Where do we stand and where should we be going? How strong are we? John Birch Society member will be joining us. And our story behind the story, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My guest is Steve Bonta, president, or rather I should say publisher for the New American, John Birch Society publication. Steve, first of all, welcome aboard.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, I want to go through several things with you, so it's going to be, as I often tell guests, a forced march. We're going to cover a lot of ground. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Go for it.
Let's begin with your thoughts about Swalwell, who went after Kavanaugh on fictitious allegations against him in some sexual escapades. And Swalwell now saying, I'm going to withdraw from the governor's race. These are all false, but I'm going to devote my time to debunking them. Your thought?
Yes, well, of course, everybody knows about his longtime liaison with Fang Fang, the Chinese. Well, I mean, she's called a Chinese spy, but Technically he was the spy because she was the handler.
Be careful when you say handler. This is a public, we're a family program here when you call her a handler, and I call her Bang Bang, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, in any case, so, we kind of know where X. Waldwell is in terms of his morals, and so this is par for the course. It's hardly surprising. He's kind of a Bill Clinton mini-me, for those of you listeners whose institutional memory goes back to the 1990s. This is of a piece.
Usually
in Capitol Hill, the people who scream loudest about those kinds of things are the ones who are the perpetrators.
And you know what? So, 50 or more of his own staffers, former staffers, saying he needs to resign entirely, get out of Congress. And many Democrats in Congress are saying the same thing now.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The Me Too tidal wave seems to have receded somewhat, but... I suspect his credentials are blown. However, the current governor of California is no saint either. And no. I'm sure that if we knew the truth about him, he certainly I don't want to say anything I'm not sure of, but there's been a lot of talk about sexcapades on his part, too.
This is
par for the course with politicians. And generally, the more egotistical they tend to be, the more conceited, the more full of love of big government and all that, the more they tend to be like this, from what I can tell. Even in the founding era, Alexander Hamilton was the big government guy among all the founding fathers, and he was also, he had a problem with this. So,
I want to get into the big government issue in a moment, but Stephen Klobuch, who is a billionaire, Obviously, I don't know him personally because I don't run in that league. And he was also a former California hopeful. And he's basically saying that he wants the congressman, apparently living in one of his mansions, wants him out of his mansion and wants $1 million in donations back because Swalwell is dropping his campaign.
Well, good luck collecting on that.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why he's running against Newsom. I guess the idea is that they want Newsom to be the presidential candidate.
Newsom's termed out, so he can't run again anyway.
Oh, he's termed limit out. Okay, okay. Yeah, but I'm sure the Democratic Party has bigger things planned for him as well. So, yeah.
Well,
it's a mess. But, I one thing that can be sure, no matter how it gets shaken out, the Golden State is not going to elect a Republican as governor. So I'm sure the Democrats will figure it out.
The John Birch Society bills itself as a nonpartisan civics education organization and concerned about all races, religious beliefs, national origins. But when we look at what's been happening in our nation, where does the USA stand today on the national stage?
What do you mean by that?
Well, by that, I mean, do you think that we are, with Trump as president, and I know the answer. I never ask a question. I don't know the answer. Are we held in higher esteem? Are we dismissed and not considered viable?
Oh, you mean internationally? Well, certainly the Europeans don't like us very much at the moment. And the Trump presidency has been very, very vexing. I mean, some things that Trump has done or at least paid lip service to are things that we approve of. I mean, he's been a skeptic of the Federal Reserve. He's a skeptic of the United Nations. He's a skeptic of the income tax, the federal income tax, among many, many other things. But talk is cheap in politics. And in particular now, some of the things that he's doing, starting an undeclared war against Iran, however virtuous the cause may appear, I'm not arguing that Iran is not a vile regime. It is. And but it's not clear that it's our prerogative to go there and solve problems in other parts of the world. In fact, a large part of his supporters elected him. The MAGA movement, one of its major premises was, America first, and we're going to stop this kind of thing. So, yeah, so Trump is, he's interesting. I mean, we're not reflexively Trump critics or Trump supporters. We kind of look at what he does in view of, is it constitutional? Does it square with what we uphold as Americanist values and so forth? Sometimes it does. Sometimes they do, but we're in an interesting spot right now.
Let me put you at a stoplight here. We're listening to Steve Bonta, publisher for the New American, the John Birch Society publication. I'm listening to you, and you just dropped a grenade in the room. I'm getting the impression when you said this undeclared war that you don't support what we're trying to do to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons.
I support the end. I think the means is a little bit shaky.
Well, what are you looking at? Because what means would you have then?
Well, at least have Congress in the loop. I don't know. And I mean, this is the problem that we have, obviously, in the world we live in today with nuclear weapons and ICBMs and stuff like that, is that we don't have the luxury, potentially, of congressional debate and deliberation over war and so forth. At the same time, I am very, very sympathetic with the people of Iran. I think Pahlavi would make a wonderful leader, like his father, an anti-communist and an ally of the United States and Israel and all these good things. But at this point, the war, I'm not even sure what Trump is trying to achieve, with this.
I'll tell you what he's trying to do. No nuclear weapons. That's the key point. And shut down your ballistic missile program. When they claim they can only reach 2,000 miles and they can almost hit Diego Garcia 2,500 miles away. And they can hit every capital in Europe right now. That's what we're trying to do. And NATO members aren't really helping.
But how's that? I guess what I'm saying is, how is that going to avail us if he ends up basically reneging on the central premises, which is we got to get rid of this regime? I mean, he's talking about, you know, for 49 years, no one's done anything about it, which is true.
Yeah.
And there's no question that this thing with Iran is a little bit different from a lot of these other, you know, third party interventions, like the thing in the Balkans back in the 90s and the intervening with the Iraq Kuwait thing.
Right.
Iran is a direct enemy of the United States.
Yes.
And, you know, they've declared themselves that. So that's true. I got to be honest with you. What in the world is he trying to accomplish right now with this shucking and jiving and the constant changing? You know, I mean, if you go to war, if the war ends with this regime still in place, then this nuclear problem's not going to go away.
No, it's not. But if you're diminishing and holding it at bay, and I do not want U.S. boots on the ground as an invasion force, but we shut off the oil and everything else and the money coming in. Maybe it will collapse on itself. We're not looking to nation build, but maybe the Iranians will have a chance to get control of their nation again. They were one of the most Western nations in the Middle East prior to 1979.
Yeah, and I certainly wish them well. I really do. I think it could be a great positive for the world if maybe bring peace to the Middle East. But at this point, I color me skeptical. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope this works out.
I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, you're wrong. I mean, we cannot allow them to have nuclear weapons, period. And no Middle East country wants them to have that. Not just Israel, but Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. They don't want them to have one. And if they're going to have one, then they're all going to want one.
Yep. Well, I just hope that all this money and blood that we've expended already is, you know, that we achieve a final solution. I mean, I don't recall negotiating with the Japanese or the Nazis or people like that, you know, during World War II.
No.
And we went into this saying unconditional surrender is the only option. And now, well, it turns out that, you know, now it's what's changing. So I don't really see where it's going at this point.
Well, I see him trying to use diplomacy, but you're right. It should be terms of surrender, not terms of continuing to go forward. But we're dealing with a diabolical regime, and they shout death to America every day.
Oh, yes. And they've committed acts of war against the United States, starting with the seizure of our embassy back in 79. And they've perpetrated acts of terrorism in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, this is an extraordinarily vile regime. I do think that Trump and his people may have seriously underestimated the depth of their fanaticism, because these are not, unlike the communists, these are not secular fanatics.
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm sorry.
They want to be martyrs.
and they don't care if they die. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve Bonta, I want to thank you. A fascinating discussion. We will have to book you again, sir.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks. Anytime.
You bet. Steve Bonta, publisher for the New American John Birch Society. Coming up, the story behind the story, a little personal disappointment in a hero of mine.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. true comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I don't need the pills you take. Just feel the spirit moving. Brother, I ain't slept in days. All without the drugs you use. Help me fall. Use me for the Great Commission, as it was and always will, as it is I'm here to witness. Old times screaming and shouting, grow up, tell it on the mountain. Faith too strong to be left out in way of trying God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
It's got the whole world swooning. I'm walking down the street. Tell me, Mr. James, now just what did you accomplish? That note was given to me by Bing Crosby, and was he glad to get rid of it?
There you have it, Jimmy Durante. An American comedian, actor, singer, pianist, gravelly speech, of course, Lower East Side accent, had a lot of comic language butchery and jazz-influenced songs, and a big nose, clearly, and he didn't mind playing off that big nose either. Jimmy was very popular during the 20s and 70s, and I remember my granddad one time talking about him, about that guy is a great entertainer. He had only heard him on the radio, didn't have a TV to watch him, didn't know what he looked like, but he liked him. And Granddad was running a farm. Basically, we called it a farm, but it was more of a ranch. He did not really grow any crops, but he was a hero of mine in so many ways. Granddad could go out, and one summer decided to stay behind when the rest of the family went back to West Texas, and I said, I'd like to stay here and learn to be a cowboy. I was probably maybe 12 at that point, and he agreed, and I'm sure I was worth in fact, I was more trouble than I was worth, let me put it that way. But gradually, I became a pretty good cowboy, and I got good at roping, and he look forward to me coming every summer, and because I could be a help to him, because he was just out there by himself to deal with these cattle and one dog that was pretty good but still needed additional help. So I was glad to be right there with him. He was a hero. So was my other grandfather. We spent more time with him at a lake, but I enjoyed being on the horses all the time. So Granddad was my hero. I remember one time, my dad tells a story that he'd asked Granddad at that point, his dad, if he could go to a movie that had opened in town. We're talking about Crockett, Texas, far deep East Texas. And Granddad gave him a dime to go to the movies. He said, here's a dime. You can go to the movie and get some popcorn and a soda, and I want my change back. I mean, that's the way it was back then. Somehow or another, Dad was able to do all that and still bring back, I don't know, two or three pennies, which is vital at that point. But Granddad felt he had earned it, so he was willing to help out. I do know at one point, when I was maybe 14 again, we took Granddad to a movie when they were first introducing 3D movies. Some of you will recall the first 3D movies. You wore these glasses. One lens was blue and one was red. And you wore the glasses to watch the 3D movie. And the way it was done in such a way, it would look like they're coming through the screen to you. Not really well done, but it was an effective event at that point. And there was a bar fight scene. There was always something like that where things would be thrown. And a chair was being thrown in the bar fight. And I remember Granddad, so wrapped up in that movie, ducking down behind the chair in front of him, thinking he might be hit by it. And my dad kind of snickering, and I'm afraid I laughed out loud. And my dad kind of gave me a thump in the head for doing so. But Granddad taught me a lot of things about horses, herding cattle, manhood, and life lessons. And to that extent, so did my grandma. I remember one time, I can't recall why, but I was upset over something. And I walked past her, and I said, gosh darn it. And she called me up, Larry, what did you say? I said, gosh darn it. She said, do not take the Lord's name in vain. I didn't think I did. I don't even think I knew the GD word. But gosh darn it was close enough for her that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. They had 9 kids, including my dad. And I remember grandmother saying, I can't remember a day that one of those kids wasn't sick. But that's the way that you did in the farm days. You raised as many kids as you could because they were going to help you work the farm, which every one of them did until they got to a point where they moved on. But Granddad was my hero in so many ways. I remember him roping a bull and basically tying him off to a fence post when the bull kept trying to charge at him. I was impressed. And then one time we had to do what you call worming the cattle, especially young calves. And the mama cow, was not going to let us get near that calf. But Granddad was able to grab the calf, get inside the horse trailer. So it's just him and the horse trailer and the calf. And the cow is trying to climb up the rails on the horse trailer. And he's worried about her breaking a leg, and then we're going to have to put her down or something. But he was also concerned that if she gets inside that horse trailer, there's no place for him to go. So he's hollering at me, get her off of me, get her off of me. So I did the only thing I knew, and I grabbed the electric prod. My brother and I use that on each other from time to time. It was modern day equivalent would be a taser. I mean, it was a severe jolt. So cattle responded to it. So I hit her a few times from the back and then ran like hell. Didn't want to be. In fact, I had to crawl under the trailer to get away from her. And then she started trying to get back in the trailer again. So Granddad could do all of this. There was not a thing the man could not do, except one. And this one thing that he could not do, it perplexed me, in a way frustrated me, but definitely disappointed me. That one thing, out of everything, that one thing. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Inks, a dink-a-deesh, a dink-a-doosh, a dink-a-dee. It's got the whole world schooled in. I'm walking down the street.
Yeah, Jimmy Durante, which takes me right back to my story about Granddad. Grandmother raised a garden, as most people did back then. They didn't go buy fruits and vegetables, they raised their own. If they couldn't raise a crop, then they often went hungry. She had a large garden, so she would have me go out and help her pick tomatoes and okra. I hated okra, especially if they're stewed. Now, if they're fried, I like them. And snap peas, things of that nature. And then on the evenings, on a hot summer day or evening in Texas, which I will say again is redundant, most every East Texas summer night is hot and humid, we're sitting out on the screen porch. And Granddad is sitting there smoking his pipe, having a good time. And I'm just sitting nearby just watching things happen outside, nothing. But that's what, I didn't have any games to play, certainly no electronics. But here would come Grandma with three bowls, or actually two. She'd give me one, and she'd give one to Granddad. And they were each filled with snap peas. The idea is you snap them and you get the peas out and throw the husk into another bag she had nearby. Then she would sit down, spread her massive legs, and dump a bunch of peas into her, or beans into her apron. And she'd start splitting the peas from the bean. I would go to work trying to do the best I could. Granddad would sit there, work on breaking the bean open, trying to get the peas out, and they go, ping, ping, ping. They're everywhere but in the bowl. And he'd do this for about 3 to 5 minutes. And finally, Grandma would say, that's enough. I will take care of it. So she went over and just had him give her the bowl that he had. Then she sat back down and continued doing them. And I was over there doing mine. I could not understand. I mean, my hero, my Granddad, could not handle green beans and snap peas and get the beans separated from the green of the pea and the green of the stalk. He could not do that. Well, as soon as she took them from him, he would reach down, grab his pipe, a wooden match, strike it, start smoking his pipe again, rocking gently in the evening. And again, I'm over there disappointed in him. Granddad, why can't you do that? I learned something. Took me a few years to know what was happening. But he was not only able to do a lot of things, he was also very smart. He knew how to get out of doing some things. Grandma took over the peas. He was more than glad to sit back and just smoke his pipe. very smart. I tried that in a future time with my dad on something my dad wanted me to do. It didn't work out too well because he had seen granddad do it, so he knew what I was doing. You probably had cases like that at some point. You watched your grandparents that you had a great deal of respect for, and then you wonder why they can't do a certain thing. Because they didn't want to. Which brings me back to folks that know me know I have a motto. I was down last week visiting my brother in Texas, and he's talking about mowing the lawn. I said, well, when are you going to do it? He said, well, I did it before you came here yesterday. And I said, well, I wish you'd wait until I got here. He said, well, you going to help me? I said, Wayne, mowing a lawn sounds like a project. And I have a very clear motto. I don't do projects. So, no, I was not going to help you. He already knew that. Our story behind the story tomorrow. This is going to be one of the most bizarre stories ever. Now, my brother served in the Navy, and I'm telling him this story over the weekend. And he's thinking I'm making it up until I pull up information and show him. The story is so bizarre at face value, you think there's no way possible this took place. But it did, in fact, happen. Two St. Louis men started plotting to steal a nuclear submarine. They had a third guy who was going to help them. They were going to go up to Norfolk, Virginia area, steal a nuclear submarine, and take it out 150, 200 miles. Three men, they couldn't operate that, but they thought they could. And they were going to get out there, and then they were going to sell it to the highest bidder. Oh, they had a great plan, they thought. How many of you remember that? It was one of the more fascinating stories I've ever seen, and it is factual. So tomorrow night, the story behind the story. Two St. Louis men deciding to steal a nuclear submarine. What happened? Ah, that will be the story behind the story tomorrow night. Coming up, President Trump getting a lot of flack for what was posted on his social, appearing to be Jesus administering either last rites or healing to a man in a bed. Yeah, I didn't like it either. We will get into that story and more. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.